Welcome to the Savvy Dentist Podcast with Dr. Jesse Green, the show where great dentistry meets great business. Listen in each week as we bring you an inspiring person who will share their story, ideas, and business techniques to help you create a practice and a life you love. And now introducing your host, Dr. Jesse Green.
Liz Cho, welcome to the Savvy Dentist Podcast. Thank you so much for taking the time out of your day to come and hang with us. How are you, my friend?
I am excellent and happy new year to you, Jesse. Thanks for having me.
And to you. Now, Lisa, we've been mates for a little while, and on top of our friendship, one of the things that I've known about you long before we were friends is that you are regarded as one of the internet marketers in Australia and indeed in the Asia Pacific and around the world. So you've got this incredible background, this incredible pedigree.
Very kind.
No, it's true. You have this incredible reputation that goes far and wide. And I wanted to ask you, how did you find your way into internet marketing? Because it's not the everyday job thing that people would think of.
No. So I came from corporate in the IT space. So yep. I was very comfortable with technology. And having the entrepreneurial spirit in me, decided to start my own business on a part-time basis. That was around 2006. And then gone into it full-time. And then during that time, it got to a point where I need to have more leverage. So I really got into digital marketing myself. So for lead generation, for conversion, and then it got to a point where it was training as well. So it was just all digital and did really well with that. So I built a lot of skill set, know what worked. And then from there was a trend that gone into mobile apps for local businesses. So I built another business for that. And then for mobile app, you know, with our clients, they just want more and more from us. So our services expanded, but really just from my own business and what I've been able to achieve with digital marketing to achieve the results that we started applying it to our clients and the results that they were getting. Well, I did some calculations recently, and I think with our clients, we have generated over $100 million worth of revenue for our clients.
Wow.
So it's been a fun journey. And I think the biggest thing for me is that this is fun. So it doesn't feel like work. And so when we work with a client, it's like, it's a blank canvas for my creativity.
Yeah.
And that creativity actually helped them make money. So, and then my clients get to help more people with the service that they offer us. So it's very satisfying.
Yeah. And I love the fact that you have fun, because everything you do, I know, has to be fun for you. Otherwise, you don't do it. So I know that's a strong core value of yours. We're going to be talking about Instagram today, specifically some Instagram hacks for 2020. And I'd like to just ask you, why Instagram?
So it is like one of the fastest growing social media platform right now. So in Australia, there's around 9.5 million Australian users. That's like almost 40% of the Australian population. Wow. So there's a lot of scope in that, and it's growing really fast. At the same time, like with the other, there's so many features within Instagram that it really allow you or a business to leverage from. So for example, with Instagram story, like 500 million active daily users. So there's just a lot of things that is going on with Instagram, new features, new investment. Yeah, so there's just a lot of really great opportunity with this platform that I see businesses. A lot of, especially local businesses, and we work with some dentists as well. Like when we do our business acceleration strategy with our clients, that's an area that they just haven't really tapped into and leveraged from. So I just think that this is a really great topic. And we are also, within our business, we are also fine-tuning our process for our managed clients for Instagram. So I thought I'll share with you some of the things that we are doing internally to bring it to the next level for our clients.
Yeah, which is great. I wanted to ask you just before we get into the nuts and bolts of it, because I was having a conversation with a friend of ours, James, who you know, and we're talking about buyer intention on the different platforms, and you know, Amazon obviously is full of buyers, Google's often full of searches. I wanted to ask you just quickly before we get into the nuts and bolts of Instagram itself, what's the buyer intention like on Instagram compared to perhaps other social platforms?
Yeah, so that's a great question. So if you look at buyer's intention, what that reminded me is the five stages of awareness by Eugene Swift. I don't know what I'm pronouncing his surname right, but he's like the grandfather of advertising.
Yep.
He wrote the breakthrough in advertising. And his philosophy is being utilized by a lot of major advertising houses, marketers. And he talked about the five stages of awareness. So going to your question about buying intentions, Instagram can actually work in all levels of it, but it is really amazing at the top part of the stage, which is the unaware. Mm-hmm. I mean, do you want me to quickly kind of go through
the five stages of awareness? So. Yeah, I think that'd be good.
Yeah, so he talked about the five stages of awareness, which is unaware, problem aware, solution aware, product aware, and most aware. So imagine it's like a funnel or an upside down triangle. So at the very top, the widest part, where people are unaware, they've never heard of you. So if you compare Instagram to, say, Facebook, which is a lot more mature, Facebook for businesses is now a pay-to-play platform.
Yes.
Right. So when you got followers, even if they're following you, probably like say 5% of your followers will actually see your content when you post. So what they really want you to do is boost your posts and pay for advertising so that your content gets shown. Whereas Instagram is not there yet, right? So Instagram is where Facebook used to be.
Yes.
So when you post and you have the right strategies and using the right hashtag, you can get your content and your brand to a lot more people who's never heard of you before, right? So Instagram is really great at the top being the unaware. At the same time, if you got the right strategy and funnel in place, which I'll go through today, you can actually bring these people down the different stages of this funnel. So the next one's being problem aware. So these people know that they've got a problem, but they don't know what the solution is, right? So you want to create content that actually help them identify potential solutions to their problem.
Yep.
So for example, like with dentists, there might be someone who's got a toothache. So they know they've got a problem, but they don't know, you know, the solution.
Yep.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, totally makes sense.
Yeah. So then the next stage is solution aware. So then after going to do their research and then they realize, okay, I actually have rotten tooth and I need a root canal, right? Yep. So now they become solution aware.
Yep.
Right. So therefore you want to have content that actually demonstrate that you're the best provider to provide a solution. So you want to have content like case studies and blogs to showcase your IP.
Yep.
Right. So that you're the best provider.
Yep.
Further down the funnel, product aware is that these people are aware of your solutions. Now you need to have content to actually get them to take action.
Yes.
Right. And then finally, are the people who are most aware. So these are your customers. So you want to create content to reinforce that you are the best provider, that they should stay with you, and also encourage repeat purchase. So if you look at that funnel, going back to, once again, your question about user intention, it's awesome for top of funnel, but then you can definitely bring them down different stages of awareness to get them to be, number one, a patient, and then number two, repeated patients.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
It makes perfect sense. So just a question for you around taking people from the top of the funnel all the way through to the bottom of the funnel. Do you do that all on Instagram or do you cross-platform that as well?
You can do both.
Yeah, okay.
And then you can definitely do remarketing to take them through the different stages, which I can go into as one of the seven hacks. Yeah, but you can definitely do both of them. And the thing is with these days, with digital, they are all integrated. So it's not really just one platform. Someone see you from Instagram and they convert from Instagram.
Yeah,
they could see you on Instagram and then they don't need the service at the moment. But then 3 months down the track, they met their cousin who has a toothache, and then they go, oh, you know what? You should check out Happy Dentist. I keep seeing them pop up on Instagram. Oh, really? So then the cousin goes and Google it. Now, if you've got Google AdWords running, then your ad pops up and then they click on it and then they go to your website, et cetera, et cetera.
Yes.
Right. So it is very integrated these days when it comes to channels. Yeah. And it's really about getting your bases covered.
That's what I really love about what you do, Lisa. Above all else, what I really have always admired about you is the strategy, not just focusing on one platform. It's about the whole ecosystem of marketing and making sure all those pieces hang together really well. So yeah, I love that. So I wanted to ask you then about these seven hacks because Instagram is a platform that for many people, we tend to think of it as a younger audience. Is that a fair enough thought process or is it a bit of a mixed bag?
It depends on the definition of young because I definitely see myself as young.
Yeah, I'm calling under 50 young these days. So I want to make sure I'm in that cohort myself. So But what, totally. What sort of demographic? So let me actually backtrack for a second. If we were to think about the market message media thing, mm-hmm. and we're going, my ideal patient is someone who's 40 plus, male or female, they've had some dentistry in the past, that they've got some issues. Are we likely to start on Instagram, or do we have Instagram as further down the funnel? I'm just trying to figure out if you've got, where does the ideal patient profile fit into this strategy?
Yes. So if you're looking at like more of a older demographic, such as implants, for example, or on four, those type of services, then maybe Facebook is a better platform than Instagram.
Yep.
However, if you want to focus services such as cosmetic dentistry or Invisalign, for example, where it's a bit of a younger audience, where cosmetic dentistry, where they are more aesthetically conscious, then Instagram will be awesome.
Got it.
So Instagram have a propensity towards female audience of 57.1%. So, and then the, if you look at, for example, in Australia, the 9.5 million that I'm talking about, just under 30%, one third of it is the age between 25 to 34.
Yeah.
Right. So that is an awesome market for more cosmetic dentistry, and also with children dentistry, because when they're in their 30s, they start having family.
Yeah.
So then you can then have content around children dentistry, family dentistry, etc.
Yeah.
So
very versatile.
Yeah. So it's about, yeah, it's about having content that match the platform totally, and having providing services or showcasing services that is relevant for the audience.
Got it. Cool, cool. Mm-hmm. All right. So we want to talk about seven hacks today.
Mm-hmm.
Where do you want to start with that?
Okay. So what I've done is I put these seven hacks together, which is kind of a bit not normal, or things that like probably most people and businesses are not aware of that actually has an impact to the result that they can get from Instagram. So the first one is about the username. So for example, when you have an Instagram account, you will have a username, like your first name, last name, for example. Yeah. If you own a dental practice, say Happy Dental, and you are based in Canberra, just for your username, first name, last name, what would you put? Well, what do you think most people would put?
Probably Happy Dental. Happy Dental,
Yeah, right. Now, did you know that the username, other than hashtag, is the only thing that is searchable on Instagram? So when you go to Instagram and you click that little magnifying glass button to do search, that your username is actually searchable. So instead of just putting Happy Dental, you can put Happy Dental, an emoji.
Yeah.
And then you can put Sydney Dentist or Canberra Dentist.
Yep.
So therefore, if someone is looking for a dentist in Canberra and they just put Canberra Dentist.
Yeah, you're going to show up.
Exactly.
Great.
Right?
I think, just ladies and gents, I don't think most people are aware of that, because that most people assume that you're going to be able to search generally, but that's a really important little tip there. So ladies and gents, write that down and get that sorted on your profile, because that's gold.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. And then like what you can do is you can use an emoji to separate the business name to the part that what you do, like Orthodontist Sydney, for example.
Yep.
Right. So you can put an emoji in the middle, just kind of like separate it.
Yep.
So visually it's clearer.
Yep.
So that's the hack number one. The second one is the way how a business approach their bio. So that is the description of the business.
Mm-hmm.
When we do, like I said before, when we do our business acceleration strategy and we go through pretty much everything they have with a fine-tooth comb, including their Instagram account, if they have got one, is we find that a lot of businesses just put a really basic bio together, write a couple of lines, and that's it, right? We know we are an orthodontist based in Sydney, and we provide great value, excellent quality, and,
the usual bland stuff, right?
Yeah, exactly. Instead of doing that, because once again, you want it to be, you want to write your content that fits that platform. So with Instagram, emoji is very popular. So instead, you can do it as bullet point. Now, in that space, you get around 150 characters. So you've got to be really clear and concise what you put in there. So you can have like bullet points using emojis as the bullet, but use emojis that is relevant to that particular bullet point.
Yeah.
And come from an angle, like there's a they said there's a great radio station called WIIFM. Not sure if you've heard of it.
Yeah, I believe it's, is that What's In It For Me radio station?
Absolutely, right? So write those bullet points from the your prospect's angle,
yeah,
right? And that is kind of like your USP, your unique yeah. selling proposition. Mm-hmm. So because when chances are people are just going to read your bio once. Mm. So you want to get it right and write it in the benefit of the prospect rather than things that make you feel good, for example. So, and then also, you know, with in the call to action, because you can have one link in Instagram, which I'm going to go into as a third point,
yeah.
is that drive people to the link in your description. So for example, download price list, read our latest blog. If businesses that do like to do promotions, download 50% off our voucher for teeth whitening.
Yeah.
Right. Nice. So have actually a call to action that get people to go to your link rather than just information and no call to action.
Yeah, lovely.
Mm-hmm.
That's fantastic.
Cool. Okay. Are we ready for number three?
All ears. So, ladies and gents, what I really love about this is super practical, okay? So, in your bio, you've got these 150 characters of five lines, but as Lisa said, you've got to use that space, use that real estate really effectively. When I was in doing digital marketing, as you know, my mm-hmm. pet hate coming into that what's in it for me, you know, and we're talking about the bland vanilla stuff, is mm-hmm. most people's bio is just like a copy and paste of someone else's. So, I'd really encourage everyone just to put some thought and some creativity into that. As yeah. Lisa said, use your bullet points with an emoji, all that sort of stuff that's relevant, because not many other people are doing that, folks.
Yeah.
It's not hard to stand out, is it?
No, it's just having awareness, putting some energy in. And like we discussed before, like Instagram is still so relatively new for a lot of businesses and yeah. especially around the dentists. Like a lot of them are getting into it, but to stand out, so long as you've got the right strategy and you're going to get seven today, you can really differentiate yourself and be the authority in your marketplace.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. So number three is about links, right?
Yeah. So as you know, with Instagram, it only gives you one link.
One link, yep.
Yeah. And also when you do posts and you write in the caption, you can't put URLs there because they're not clickable.
Yeah.
Right. So that one link. So this is where you are driving traffic to your website.
Mm-hmm.
So when we talk about that funnel before, Instagram is a great source of brand awareness as well as traffic to drive them to your website. However, instead of just putting your website URL, happydental.com.au,
mm-hmm.
what you can do is there's a popular third-party tool called Linktree,
yeah,
which comes in either free or paid version. But instead of, and what it enables you to do is a unique link. And then when you go to it, it basically just have like three or four boxes that you want to drive people to.
Mm-hmm.
Because Instagram only gives you one link. If you use a Linktree link, they click on it and then you can get them to the different places that yeah. you want people yep. to go to. But instead of using a third-party tool like that, you can simply create a page from your website specifically for Instagram,
nice.
And get your web developer to design those specific boxes. So then you can then drive people, say, to check out our latest blog,
yeah.
see our before after gallery, download free guide, download price list. What problem do you have? So you can actually then just really easily drive them to where you want your Instagram traffic to go. In addition, not only do you put the links there, but you can actually have a little video or you can use text, whatever you want, and just say, hey, thanks for checking out our Instagram page. We hope you like what we shared there. Now, by the way, if you want to get more information, click on the links below. I have got this and this and this for you. So you can actually acknowledge your audience and where they came from to make it even more relevant.
Yeah, ladies and gents, I'm just going to ask you to pause the recording right here and go back and listen to that last little piece of information that Lisa shared, because that sounds very subtle. But it is incredibly powerful to take people to a specific landing page where you're welcoming them, acknowledging from where they came, making sure that you're giving things that are specifically related to them. You download the price list, get our latest case studies, whatever, because that's going to allow you, Lisa, if I'm not mistaken here, to start segmenting your audience, right?
Mm-hmm, exactly. And then what you'll do is then that link that was created, put it in Google Analytics, and set it up as a goal.
Yeah.
So then you can track how much traffic you're actually getting from Instagram.
Yeah.
And then you can set up funnels within Google Analytics to go, well, this is how a path should look like when they come from this traffic, and actually see what percentage of that happens. So you can do more analytics from traffic that comes from Instagram.
And you can customize the funnel for them, right? You can then say, if you've come in from Instagram and you've clicked on the price list, or you've clicked on the Invisalign case studies or something like that, now we can run an Invisalign campaign.
Exactly. And you can do an Invisalign campaign or teeth whitening campaign just for Instagram traffic.
Totally. That's amazing.
Go.
Love it. That's ladies and gents, that sounds simple, but there is a lot of thought that goes into that, right? It's very, very clever.
It's so much fun. It is. Okay. Almost 50% now. So point number four.
Yeah.
So another mistakes that we notice a lot of businesses do when they do dental practices do Instagram is they're posting, but they're not necessarily on brand.
Yeah.
Right. So if you're going to be serious about Instagram and you're going to be consistent and posting regularly, you want to give cues to your audience and your followers that it's like, hey, this is a happy dental post.
Yep.
Right. And the way that you do it is to make sure that your content is on brand. And what I mean by that is the colors that you use, the fonts that you use, the style that you use.
Yeah.
So for example, like for us, when we have a new full service client that comes on board and we are doing Instagram for them as part of one of the traffic channel we do for them, we actually create a social media style guide for them.
Yep.
And in that, we have got like 9 categories of contents. You plan what type of content that you're going to post. You don't just post sporadically or it's like, okay, I need to post something every day, right? But you actually plan and go, Monday you do this, Tuesday you do this, Wednesday you do that, right? So you've got your different category of content. So you've done all your thinkings ahead. And out of those 9 categories of content that we do for a client, we've got 45 different templates that is all on brand for the client, right? So then that means, once again, the thinking has been done and you can just use those templates on those days and they will all be consistent with your brand. And once again, it's that brand recognition, which is what we talk about, you know, with the funnel, is getting your branding out there and getting, because before people come to your website, they might need to see you like 59 times before they come to the website. But they start getting familiar with your content because it is all consistent with your brand.
Yeah, yeah.
Does that make sense?
No, it makes total sense. And I see the lack of brand consistency all the time. And even, again, this is going to sound so simple, but there's not just inconsistency with fonts and styles, which is huge, but I even see people randomly put in a personal thing, like here I am at the restaurant with my steak dinner or whatever it is on their business page. I go, what's that? Do you see that?
Unless they own a steakhouse or a restaurant.
Yeah, exactly. Or maybe they're saying, because I've got my dental implants, I can chew steak. Maybe that's what they're saying. But it's,
good one.
but I do see people mixing their personal Instagram to an extent with their business one, which always makes me shake my head. But anyway, that's the conversation for another day, perhaps.
So being on brand and just being intentional and plan everything from the start, because it would just save you so much time. Like when you get the planning done at the beginning, it would just work like clockwork.
Yeah.
And that's what you want. You just want it to be smooth. It's like a machine.
Yeah, love it. So being intentional is really key. So we've got to plan the content, got to know how it's going to look, so on and so forth. With respect to content planning, do you have any particular tools that you use in that space? Or scheduling tools, I mean.
For us, we use Skit Social, which goes into the next point that I'm going to go into with the fifth hack. So the fifth hack is to be intentional. So what I mean by that is you plan your content not just as individual posts in isolation, but how do your posts look as a feed on your page, right? So you can actually, so if you go to like an Instagram profile and then you will see it's a grid of 3 columns, right? And then you just scroll it. Then you can actually plan how does it all work together and you can actually create patterns. I mean, we're on the podcast, so it's a bit hard to, maybe what I can do is I can send you some screenshot that you can include in the show notes.
Yeah, we'll put it in the show notes,
Yeah, so your audience can see what I'm referring to.
Yeah.
But if you actually plan how your feed is going to look, then you're really bringing it to the next level and you'll definitely differentiate you from your competitors, because like 99.9% of the time, businesses are just posting individually.
Do you know who I reckon does that really well?
Who?
Gary Vee.
Yes, absolutely. And then the other one that do really well is, actually, this is a good one to check out, is the founder.
Oh, Nathan Chan.
Instagram. Yes.
Yeah.
So if you look at his one, that's exactly what I'm talking about. Is like just visually, is everything's on brand, but you can see there's a pattern with that.
Nice.
So you can use Skit Social to do that planning so you can see how it would look. And then this other tool that I was talking about, let's just say you get a patient's after photo. And you can actually chop it up into a 3x3, right? So then it's like a grid.
Yep.
And then so then you can post that out over 3 days so that it builds on like 3 posts built on top of each other. So then in the end, it forms an after photo of one of your patients.
Ah, that's really clever. I love that.
Yeah. So it's a bit hard to describe.
But
I hope I'm making sense.
No, it does make sense. You're just laying things, you know, one on top of the other, one next to the other. It's fantastic.
Yeah, so it's a bit like a puzzle.
Yeah.
So then once again, it's just about being intentional in everything that you do so that it orchestrates brilliantly together. And once again, it's just building that authority and just differentiating you from another practice. So if you're a cosmetic dentist and this is the level of care that you put onto your Instagram, that will also reflect to the quality of your work as well.
Yeah, I love that. And imagine how exactly if people see that your care and attention to detail there, they use proxies, right? So this is one of the things we talk about all the time, Lisa, is people can't always judge the quality of your dentistry, but they'll use proxies to make an assessment. And so if you've got a neat and tidy waiting room, for example, they'll assume that everything's neat and tidy at the back. If you've got high attention to detail with your Instagram feed, they'll assume you've got high attention to detail with your dentistry as well.
It's absolutely.
It just makes sense.
Yeah, how I see is how you play, this is how you play life.
Yeah, totally.
It just reflects everything.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So the next one, number 6, is another one that actually requires quite a bit of energy, but this really brings your Instagram to the next level, is audience outreach.
Yeah.
Right. So a lot of businesses focus on just posting content. Mm-hmm. And that's great. But when you got, say, 9.3 million people hanging out in this platform, good to make some friends.
That's the social part of social media, right?
Exactly. So putting in the effort to actually make friends on Instagram.
Yeah.
And what I mean by that is, so for example, with us, I'll give you an example of how we actually do this. So when we look after a client, we help them to find between 50 to 100 businesses, you know, a lot of our clients are local businesses. So we help them find 50 to 100 businesses on Instagram, that is their surroundings, where they're physically located, right? But non-competing, right? And then what we then do is that on a daily basis is we do outreach. So we go to those businesses and we do more than just like, but we actually comment on their posts.
Yeah.
So imagine, Jesse, you've got an Instagram and you just did a post of, let's just say it's personal account, and you post a photo of your cat.
Yep.
Yeah. And then this business then commented on your photo and go, oh my God, your cat is so cute. What's his name? But what goes through your mind if you see that comment?
I actually think that person's really interested in me. And then I'm going to go back and say, my cat's name is Barry, which it is. And then I'm going to go, oh, I wonder who this business is. I'm going to find out more about them. Who are they?
I'm going to check them out. And I'm going to go in. I'm going to check out their profile page on Instagram.
Totally going to do that.
Yep. Right. Now, guess what? I am now in your radar.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, imagine if you do that 10 a day.
Yeah.
Monday to Friday.
Yeah, 50.
On a, just a snowball effect.
That's massive.
Right?
Yep.
Yeah. Don't get excited and do like 50 a day because then they're going to ban your account. So don't do that.
Yeah.
But, you know, small amount, consistent every single day. So you can comment on other businesses' accounts, but also their followers' posts.
Nice. Right?
Yep. So is and all you're doing is just to say, hello, at least like going to a party and go, hey, nice dress. Or, you know, I like the necklace you're wearing.
Yep.
I mean, that's what girls say to each other. I know what guys
say. I was just having that exact thought going, I've never said that at a party. Nice dress, nice necklace, ever.
Your wife next to you.
Yeah, she'd slap me for sure if I said that. Oh, but gosh.
You get what I'm saying?
Totally get what you're saying.
Yeah. So now I'm now onto the sixth one. And there's one that just popped in my head that I realized I didn't put in. Do we have time for me to share?
Yeah,
a bit more?
Of course we do. Go for it.
Okay, cool. So this is number seven.
We're going to have a bonus hack, right?
We've got a few bonuses hack.
Bonus hack.
So this is the next level from number six. So with number six, where you have done their outreach, people are checking you out.
Mm-hmm.
They are checking your profile page out. What you can do is then you can run ads to target people. There's actually four different categories that you can create. So you can create what they call a custom audience in Facebook/Instagram advertising. And you can, one, target anyone who has visited your business page.
Mm-hmm.
So you know what we were talking about before about the five stages of awareness?
Yes.
From unaware to problem aware, to solution aware, I can now create, say, before, after patient journey content and show it to people who has visited my business page.
Yeah, nice. Yeah.
Right.
So again, It's coming back to that segmentation, right?
Yeah, because now you're bringing the audience from the top of funnel to the bottom of funnel and you're showing them the relevant content at that different stages of awareness. So everything works. They're all integrated.
Yeah, love it.
Mm-hmm.
Love it.
This can work very, very well together with Facebook/Instagram advertising. Yeah. I keep saying Facebook, Instagram because it's the same platform where you run both.
Yeah.
But really here we're talking about Instagram.
Yep.
So then the next part is Instagram stories, which is another whole massive feature.
So just before we get into the nitty-gritty of Instagram stories, it seems to me that Instagram stories are just going off at the moment. Is that fair? Because I'm just looking at the number of Instagram stories. I don't have any stats to back that up, but it just seems like it's going like wildfire.
Oh, massive. Like you're looking at 500 million daily users of Instagram globally.
Yeah, it's huge.
Every single day,
I know.
Yeah. So, and the thing is, people just love scrolling horizontally really fast and just checking out what's going on. And the reason why people love Instagram story, and I think especially from businesses, is the normal Instagram feed, which is what we've been talking about before, is more pretty, more well-planned, very Instagram-worthy, whereas Instagram story, people sense it to be a more authentic, more raw.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore, they can get to know you better.
Yeah.
Deeper connection.
Yeah, nice. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's what Instagram story is really about. So for those people who are not familiar with Instagram story, I'll just quickly, go through what it is so that I can then go into the hack or hacks. So with Instagram stories is you can share the content and if it's an image, it only lasts for 4 seconds and it moves on.
Yep.
If it's a video, it goes for 15 seconds and then it moves on to the next story. You can also do consecutive videos. So if you upload a video that's 1 minute, it will Instagram will break it up into multiple 15 seconds.
Yep.
Right. So it gets chopped up. And that content only lasts for 24 hours and then it disappears.
Yep.
Right. Now, what's so great about it is if you go to Instagram, you will see that there is these circles at the top.
Mm.
That's Instagram stories. So what it means, imagine this, if you've got someone who follows you and you post every single day on Instagram, they open Instagram and then they see your brand.
I know, it's the best real estate on the screen, right?
I know, they don't even need to scroll to find your content. No. You are just there.
Yeah.
And then when they click on it, then they get to see the next behind the scene thing that you want to share with them, right? So definitely really powerful. So what I said before about being on brand is exactly the same. You also want to be on brand with Instagram story. So font, style, color, right? So once again, plan that at the beginning, create templates for it, and then you can reuse them over and over again. So like for us, we create around 15 Instagram story templates for our clients.
Mm-hmm.
All on brand. So, but then there's still a big variety.
Yeah.
So it's not like the same thing over and over again. So beyond brand and be intentional with the stories.
Yep.
The other thing is that you can utilize hashtags.
Yeah.
So once again, it's searchable. So you can be clever with your hashtag. You can put multiple hashtags, but you can maybe use the hashtag and turn it into a pattern, like a border or something.
Nice.
Right. So then that your content becomes searchable. So the other thing with Instagram stories is that you can do a lot of really cool, fun things with it. So it can add more personality and increase the engagement with your audience. So, for example, they have got engagement stickers. I'm not sure whether you're familiar with stickers and engagement stickers.
Yep, I'm familiar with them.
Yeah, so basically the six main ones that are really cool. So you can put like a slider sticker so people can slide and say how much they love what you posted.
Yep.
There's a countdown sticker if you're running a promo.
Yep.
You can do poll to ask questions. Like let's just say if your business do DSD, digital smile design, and you're doing some design for a patient, you can show the two versions of what you're designing and go A or B.
Yeah. Which one do you like? Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, exactly. You can ask questions. You can post the questions like, what stops you from going to a dentist? Answer A, answer B, answer C. So, you know, people can answer questions. And then one last one, which is called join chat. So they can click on that engagement sticker and it starts a direct message with you.
Yeah, lovely. Yeah.
Yeah. So you can do an Instagram story post on, oh, fresh out of the oven, 7 mistakes people make with Invisalign guide. Click on the DM sticker if you want us to send it to you.
Yeah, great. So again, then you can start getting the people through the funnel further and further.
Yeah. And the great thing is when people engage with you from Instagram's engagement stickers, you can actually direct message them and you can then bring them further down the funnel and have it from one-to-many to one-to-one conversations.
And that's the thing is we're ultimately trying to get them into a one-to-one environment, right? We're trying to take a,
and from online to offline, that's what you want to do.
Exactly, exactly.
Yeah. Cool. So two more and I think we're done.
Yep.
Okay. So the next one, like, this is a super cool one. So with Instagram stories, if you got 10,000 followers, then you can do a swipe up, which then brings them to a link, right?
Yep.
Now, if you don't have 10,000 followers, then you can't do that.
No.
But there's a hack.
Ah.
So the hack is in your Instagram story, you can add your user handle.
Yes.
Your username, right? Because that is clickable.
Yep.
But then on top of that, you add a click here sticker. So you got that bio link behind the sticker.
Yes.
So that when you click that sticker that says click here, it's going to take them to your profile page where your link is.
Nice. Nice.
Right. So this is another way that you can utilize stories to drive traffic to your website.
To your website. Yeah, exactly. I love that. That's cool. I hadn't thought of that. That's really, that's nifty. I like that. Oh, sorry. I'm just making a little note here as we're speaking. The sticker over the handle. Nice one. That's good. Yeah,
well, that's why we're calling them hacks, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. And then the final one is to utilize Instagram highlights. So like we said, Instagram story only stays for 24 hours. But if you're putting the time and effort and energy to create them and you could be doing before afters and you're building a bit of a gallery, then you can create Instagram highlights to save the stories. So highlights is kind of like folders, right? So people that, so you can have folders for before, after, you can have folders for restoration, you can have folders for cosmetic, right? So you can have different folders or highlights based on your services and people can click into it and then they can just swipe through and just check out all your different highlights that belongs to that category.
Yeah, that's fantastic. I love that.
Mm-hmm. And that's all I have. And the last one is really being consistent. So don't get excited, do a lot of posts, and then you got busy and then stop. Yeah, if you want to get something from this platform, like any platform, you got to put in before you got to give before you get.
Yeah.
But always focus on adding value to your audience rather than trying to sell them things.
Yeah. So Lisa, there's a few questions I'd like to ask you just generally to tie this together because I think the consistency piece is key and with marketing, whether it's social media marketing in this case or any type of marketing, consistency is going to be absolutely key. So even if you're blog writing or you're doing all those other sorts of things, you've got to be consistent. One of the things I really wanted to ask you around this is we've spoken specifically around Instagram today and it's been very, very detailed, very thorough. And firstly, thank you because these hacks and tips are not widely known And I guarantee you that people on this podcast won't have heard this stuff before. So thank you, because this is the insider's guide to Instagram, ladies and gents. If you will not hear anyone share this with you other than what Lisa shared. So she's pulled the curtain back on what really goes on. But what I want to ask you then is just if you could just speak for a moment about the multi-channel approach. Where does your email marketing fit into this? So on and so forth, because I know you take a really holistic approach to marketing. I know you look at AdWords. I know you look at other things. So I'm just wondering, yeah, we've gone really deep into Instagram here. Can we just zoom back out for a second and just talk a little bit about the interaction between email and other platforms as well?
Yeah. So I believe in diversification.
Yep, me too.
Because that, just like investment, it minimizes your risks. So it's important to have a strategy to look at, okay, what are the channels? And when I say channels, I mean like different traffic sources, like where are your audience going to come from?
Yep.
And go, which are the channels that is where my audience are going to hang out? And then have a strategy for each of those areas.
Yep.
And knowing that they're all going to work together. And then going back to your earlier question about user intent, there are certain platforms that has a higher intent because people are actively looking for services, like going to Google.
Yeah.
Right?
AdWords.
So if I'm going to plan the channels to use based on the intention of the user or which one's going to give you results faster, and when I say results, I mean leads, is I'll go to channels or platforms with a higher intent.
Mm.
So start with Google.
Yep.
But when I say Google, I will start with, say, Google AdWords.
Mm-hmm.
Would I do SEO? Absolutely.
Yeah, sure.
But that's more of a medium to long-term strategy.
Yes.
But then with SEO, then that is part of your content creation too, and being intentional with your content to include keywords that you want to target. And very often the keywords for a dental practice will be their services and their location.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and, but then you want to expand from that because, I mean, ranking for a suburb is not that hard, but then it doesn't give you that much traffic.
Yeah, exactly.
So then you want to expand to your neighboring suburbs. So it's like a circle. And then you go into your major cities, say Sydney or Melbourne or Canberra.
Yep.
And then you can then go to the next level, which is no city, no suburb, just like, for example, cosmetic dentistry.
Yep.
Right. But that's more of a long-term approach, but you can work on it that way. And then platforms like social, like Facebook, Instagram, is more slightly longer term because what you're doing now is you're building an audience, but they're outside your website, right? But you're getting your brand, getting them to be familiar with you is a very cost-effective option to get your brand out there.
Yeah.
And then you drive them towards the website. And then to amplify that, you will use paid advertising on Facebook and Instagram. Like for accounts that we manage for, say, Facebook ads, we can get, say, 5 cents or 2 cents per what they call through play in videos. Right. A through play is a 15-second watch of someone actually watching it. So if you compare that to, say, TV advertising, and TV ad is 15 seconds, and how much it costs to put that ad out, and I don't know about you, but, well, I don't even watch normal TV these days, but you know, like when an ad comes, I don't think people sit there to watch the ad. I think when the ad comes, it's time to get the beer, time to get the coffee. So that's the break time.
Yeah.
So whereas I can get someone to watch a 15-second video from you from social media, really cost-effective. They haven't been to your website yet. They haven't heard of you yet, but we're now starting to get them into the funnel.
Yeah.
Right. And then Google My Business is another massive one.
It's huge.
Google Reviews. And I know that you're really big on that one as well. So that is another platform that you want to pay attention to, because when someone see you in Instagram 25 times, then they need you, they go to Google and search, your Google My Business shows up, and then they're going to look at it and go, wow, look how many five-star reviews have they got compared to the other search, GMB search results that has got like 3 2-star reviews.
Yeah, exactly.
Who do you reckon they're going to call first?
Of course, of course.
So it's all integrated. So that's the traffic sources. Then when they go to the website, then it's about having funnel or funnels in your website, because they are still checking you out. They might not be ready to take action yet. As a matter of fact, only 5% of your traffic is ready to take action when they come to your website.
Yeah.
Right. So what happened to that 95%? So you want to have things in your website and funnels, and maybe we can do a different podcast around that, to actually nurture the people who come to your website so that you can then convert them into an inquiry.
Yeah, I think so that's one of
kind of all works together.
It does. Mm-hmm. And I think actually email nurturing is incredibly underutilized in dentistry, and opt-ins and so on, and creating a sequence, a nurture sequence, you know, creating all of those marketing assets, I think is absolutely underdone. We all do it in the internet marketing space because we've been doing it for years, right? But yes, in dentistry particularly, I can't see many practices who are really utilizing email marketing very well. Perhaps they might send an email or two for a reactivation or something like that. But in terms of nurturing sequences, no, not many people do it. And I think that's an opportunity.
Maybe we can do another segment and I can share some of the things that we do for some of our dental clients.
I would love to do that. Let's do that. Lisa, you've been incredibly generous today. And look, this is a really in-depth interview, ladies and gents. So I'm going to encourage you. You're going to need to listen to Lisa's hacks probably several times through, because to get the most out of this, you're going to need to implement it. But there's a lot of detail that she's covered. And as I said a moment ago, no one is going to share this stuff with you as freely as Lisa has just done there. So take action on those hacks and the bonus hacks and all the rest of it, and you'll be able to get your Instagram really becoming a lead generation source for you in conjunction with the other platforms and the other strategies that we've spoken about. So remembering that with marketing, it's a multi-pronged, multi-stranded approach, and you know, we've got to make sure we diversify, as Lisa said. So again, Lisa, I really want to take a moment to thank you. It's no wonder that you're regarded as a preeminent expert in this space. And you know, when I was doing internet marketing in the space, your name kept coming up all the time. And I'm very grateful that you've taken the time to come out and hang with us. I'm super pleased to be able to call you a mate as well. So thank you.
Oh, awesome. Thanks, Jesse. Thanks for having me. My pleasure.
Pleasure.
Thank you for listening to the Savvy Dentist podcast with Dr. Jesse Green. For more free tools and resources, join the free Facebook group. Visit drjessegreen.com/Facebook. And for more episodes, visit drjessegreen.com/savvydentist.